This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Within a core group, or at least three cases within a specified core group, Millikan University and community organization Not Forgotten Incorporated have partnered to host an event on the challenges associated with autism spectrum disorder on Thursday, October 21st. The event, titled My Experience as a Spectrum Person, will feature guest speaker Mayor Fox, an adjunct faculty member in history, organizational leadership, and sociology at Millikan. The event will be held from 7 to 8 p.m. on October 21st in Schilling Hall, room 315, on Millikan University's campus. This event is free and open to the public, but masks are required to be worn. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. Colin Powell has died. I'm Dave Anthony, the former Secretary of State, a victim of COVID. Fox's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
Colin Powell, who served as the nation's top military officer, as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and later the top diplomat as Secretary of State, has died. He was the first black American to serve in both those positions. A statement on his Facebook page says Powell died of complications from COVID-19, noting he was fully vaccinated. He was 84 years old. Powell was Secretary of State in the George W. Bush administration from 2001 to 2005, a controversial term that included the run-up to an invasion of Iraq. He was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during Operation Desert Storm and was President Reagan's national security advisor before that. Dave.
Jared, former President George W. Bush just put out a statement calling him a great public servant and friend, adding Powell was such a favorite of presidents he served, he earned the Presidential Medal of Freedom twice. Now, General Powell was among the two-thirds of Americans fully vaccinated, and Biden COVID advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News Sunday holiday gatherings for them should be safe.
When you're in the family unit among people who are vaccinated, I think you should just enjoy the holidays as best you can in the family spirit.
Today's the deadline for Washington state workers to be vaccinated or risk losing their jobs. Also out west,
a vaccine mandate for public and private school students age 5 to 18 looms in California, pending FDA approval. And today, parents and school staff are staging a statewide sit-out in protest.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty, a group of 17 mostly American missionaries being held for ransom in Haiti, kidnapped over the weekend, and more Americans left behind after the U.S. troop withdrawal led to the Taliban takeover and chaotic evacuations, will leave today on a flight along with some Afghans who helped us in the war. America's listening to Fox News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Again, our top Fox News story, Colin Powell has died at the age of 84. The former Secretary of State and ex-Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman was a COVID victim, dying of complications of infection despite being fully vaccinated. Now, with all those COVID vaccine mandates across the country, there are many legal challenges, and one was victorious in court in Tennessee.
The ruling from U.S. District Judge Charles Atchley in Knoxville limits the ability for now for the nonprofit running Oak Ridge National Laboratory to place employees on unpaid leave or receive exemption to a COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The six workers who sued have argued they were told the unpaid leave would be indefinite. Their employer said in a court filing the leave will last 60 days with health benefits intact and then will be reevaluated. Those with security clearances will maintain them for 90 days. The judge writing he'll decide by October 29th whether to let the order expire or remain in effect while the case plays out. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall at the opening bell this hour. Dow futures down nearly 200 points. In baseball's playoffs, the Atlanta Braves beat the LA Dodgers on a walk-off hit again, 5-4. They're up two names to none now in the National League Championship Series. On the NASCAR track,
Kyle Larson, a dominant great performance. He leads 256 laps, and he'll win at Texas.
Larson's win on NBC puts him into the NASCAR Cup Series Championship round. In the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals stayed undefeated, beating Cleveland, and
6 weeks in a row to open the NFL season, at least one game each week has been decided in overtime. Sunday, three games went beyond regulation. The Vikings beat the Panthers in OT. The Cowboys defeated the Patriots in overtime. And Sunday night, the Seahawks and Steelers went to OT.
Boswell from 37, 48.
On NBC, Steelers beat the Seahawks 23-20. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Chicago Sky won the WNBA championship, beating Phoenix. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 72, and tonight clear with a low around 47. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 70, and Wednesday, 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, October 18th edition of Byers & Company. Nick and I have a lot to get to, including a recap of Decatur's Got Talent and the Roam Away From Home contest that's underway, plus Superhero Geek Out next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Did you see the pictures of Kanye West in Venice, Italy with a mask on?
Yeah. Performing on the runway, looking like
this is just him going to the airport.
Oh, he was wearing, he was doing a performance on a runway, wearing like the Squid Games mask. It was like kind of polygons, black mask with like different shapes.
Nope.
Different mask.
Yeah, this is a white. He was performing in Venice, Italy at a wedding, evidently, Saturday night, and this was the next day. And there's a thing about celebrities not wanting to be noticed, so they go so far as to completely get noticed. You know what I mean?
He is not happy with so much invasion of his privacy of late. Noticing that more than.
This isn't even a conversation about that, not about his personal life or divorce or anything else. But tell me that you're not going to garner attention with this look.
That's a creepy looking mask.
All I'm saying is if you're walking around Venice, Italy looking like that, you're probably going to get more attention than you are as Kanye West with a baseball cap on.
I think you get the same.
No, I'm telling you, this look gets more because your average 90-year-old in Venice isn't listening to Kanye West, but they're going to look sideways at this thing.
Okay, I'll give you that. His boots are awesome there, too.
And it is funny how we just started kind of dressing like comic book characters.
Yep.
Like that someone said, yeah, this is a good look. I'll go incognito. This looks like Lex Luthor, like, you know, in the future.
Right. It looks as bad as the William Shatner mask that became the Michael Myers mask. I mean, it's that nondescript. It's pretty out there.
Yeah, it's a full head mask. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, covering your ears and everything.
And not very realistic or anything.
It's it's not even trying.
It's just creepy.
And so I'm wondering, yeah, they're taking pictures of you, pal. Mm-hmm. Whether they know it's you or not, you're still standing out. It's like there is this thing with creatives. Like, I want my downtime. I don't want to be bothered by the paparazzi. But even in my disguise, I'm going to make sure I stand out.
He is a unique. He's so unique and brave in a lot of ways.
This just seems strange to me.
It is strange.
This is like, I don't want the attention, but I can't stand to not have the attention. Even if I'm getting the attention and they don't know it's Kanye they're giving it to, I'll still be satisfied with that. You ever do like a run-in with a celebrity, like not like you met them at a thing, but just you accidentally run into one?
Yeah, several times.
Okay. There are a lot of them that act like they don't want the attention, but at the same time are kind of craving the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just positioning, notice, you know, meet them in a bookstore and they're out in the aisle instead of back in a, you know.
I ran into Richard Simmons at a Banana Republic in Chicago.
I'm interested in this because he is now a recluse. So I'm very
interested.
Yes,
he is. Mm-hmm. So he was with a big bodyguard. You know, when you have one of those moments where you're kind of like, you know, he is so unique, or this is, you know, 25 years, you know, so unique mm-hmm. looking a character.
Yeah, I also,
if he's got the Richard Simmons uniform on.
Correct. I also know, I know more about Richard Simmons than I should. I also know that he is the type of guy sometimes to wear like the silly hat and like disguise things that aren't very disguising at all.
Yes. So coming out of Banana Republic in Chicago, what's the big, not the, you know, the big downtown or the tower?
Oh, the magnificent, oh.
The shopping tower, whatever.
Yeah, water tower.
Yes. And the big bodyguard, because he's not a very big guy. And he's got like a winter parka on, but he's wearing shorts. And he's got like the hairdo mm-hmm. with a hat sitting on top of the hairdo like a pan. You know, I mean, it's not even like, I mean, I don't know if he had a bobby pinned in. I mean, it wasn't like even on his head. And that was the disguise.
Yep.
And everything about his body language was screaming simultaneously, don't look at me, don't look at me, please look at me.
Well, he had the insulation. And so you're right. There's a difference between wanting all eyes on you and wanting to have to interact with all the eyes on you. And I think he wanted all eyes on him without the work. Because I've seen that lots, too.
It's just odd.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, you know, I'm trying to figure out, like, look, I've been a minor personality in a small market for a long time. It is not unusual to be at the grocery store or wherever, and people stop to have a conversation with you. 99.9% of the time over the last 25 years, a very positive experience. Occasionally, not. Or someone doesn't think about, you know, you're in a hurry or you've got to be some, you know, it's an inconvenience sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just part of the gig, and you realize that early on. So I've never really tried to disguise anything, you know? But I'm thinking to myself, first of all, the outfit alone is going to make people stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
The mask is certainly going to make people stare at you.
Right.
The fact that it's right around Halloween and, you know, Michael Myers is top the box office, I mean, it's a perfect storm of people staring at you.
Oh, also, you're Kanye.
Well, whether they know that or not, this guy rings the buzzer at the front door. You're reluctant to answer.
Yeah.
Not knowing who's under there. It's just a weird way to disguise yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, my favorite celebrity disguise ever was Bryan Cranston when he went to Comic-Con wearing a latex mask of Walt from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And people wanted to take pictures of the guy dressed like Walt, not Bryan Cranston.
Right.
And
that is Comic-Con.
Yeah.
This is Venice, Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's wearing a mask at Comic-Con. No one's wearing a mask in Venice.
No.
So I just thought it was just really odd. He could have been going through there probably without any of the paparazzi. But for sure now. Anyway, I thought that was strange.
I didn't see that one. I'm glad you shared it.
Just looks so weird. I mean, I Venice, Italy is one of my favorite places in all the world. When the weather's nice. Got to qualify that because it's a disaster when it's not.
Because the water or what?
Oh, yeah. And I just, all these little back alleys and streets and beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous.
So water get up on the streets and make everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. That's what I figured.
And then you're like walking on planks.
Yep.
I've never been when it was bad. Just read about it and heard about it. But I'm telling you, walking down the street, this would grab your attention.
It'd have to.
All right. Did you watch the Batman trailer?
No, on purpose.
Oh, I forgot. You got this weird thing. Where
I just like to take it in. I am anticipating this big time. I saw the look of it, the graphic, you know, the red, and I saw what they're doing branding-wise. And I've heard great, great things about Robert Pattinson. So I'm very excited about it.
I have tried real hard not to be like the anti-Michael Keaton guys were, you know, with his choice, because it wouldn't have been my choice.
Yep.
But I'm extra passionate about not being that way.
Sure.
Until I see the work, because I think about the anti-Daniel Craig stuff, you know, and like how loud that was, and he ends up being the best Bond ever.
Right.
I saw the trailer. Trailer a year or so
I
ago.
I saw that one.
But there's a new one dropped this weekend. It looks formidable.
Okay, good.
He looks very into it. I mean, like, he feels like he's got the chops.
It might have been Michael Caine, but it was somebody of that ilk that said that Pattinson is the next guy up. He's the next guy in terms of the quality acting that people don't know about, and he's going to land that iconic role, and then it's over from that point on.
May or may not be. There's also a chance that, you know, every time they try to reboot something, that it could bomb.
Yeah. Yeah.
This has got a feel to it, though, that is maybe even a little darker and a little grittier than the Christopher Nolan take, which for true Batman fans, you can't get dark enough. You can't get gritty enough.
Right.
Because we live in a Frank Miller world.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited about this. And if I see a trailer, great. I'm not worried about it. I like the sights and the sounds the second it all comes on screen, if I can avoid it. And if not, it is what it is.
Yeah. And there's some stuff in here, some clues. And Colin Farrell is like unrecognizable.
Yeah.
And then the Flash trailer.
See, I didn't know they were that close to releasing that. So that was a surprise to me.
And it is narrated by Michael Keaton, who's evidently going to show up as Batman in this timeline story and being able to jump across realities. And then there was a first look at Black Adam, not a trailer per se, but The Rock and a few snippets of the film. And it has my curiosity. So DC's hitting it hard.
They are. Yeah, and the Rock, he's, for me, I'll watch everything that he does. I love him as an actor in all genres. I really do. He's funny. He's strong. He's likable.
And he'll bring people whether they're comic book fans or not, right?
Yep. Absolutely, he will. He's the biggest star probably in the world.
All right. And then I saw a tease for the Peacemaker, which was the character that the former wrestler brought to the last Suicide Squad movie.
Yep.
I didn't get it.
John Cena.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was getting his own thing.
Yeah. I like John Cena.
And the trailer's labeled HBO Max, so I don't know, maybe it's one of the original things they're doing there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. He's funny.
Yeah.
He has a very natural ease about him.
he's self-aware of what he is because he's hulking, you know, so he can make fun of himself. Or yeah, he's a funny guy.
So I feel like I'm so happy they averted the strike in Hollywood because, like, the pipeline is now open again.
I'm happy about that, too. I also wanted to tell you that John Cena has done the most make-a-wish of anybody by, like, and he's winning by hundreds. Like, he does them all.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, he's a great dude. Number two, take a guess who number two is. You'll never guess, but I want you to see if you could guess.
I don't know.
All right. Justin Bieber.
Where do you get these stats, by the way?
That one probably came directly from Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
I mean, if you need me to cite a study.
No, I'm just wondering. I mean, I haven't seen anybody rank by charitable appearances.
I have a personal interest in that kind of thing, so I read about it whenever it pops up.
Okay.
I like to know who's on the good side of things, so I root a little harder for them.
And why is it that I believe the one without question and doubt the other?
Which one do you doubt? Bieber? I don't know why.
I'm just wondering how they, you know, how that stacks up with, like, peeing on the ruins in Tulum. And
he's had some growth, Brian.
Okay, listen, I'm all about that. And I think everybody absolutely deserves that. And I also know what it is like, not me, I don't personally, but I understand when these young kids hit such fame, when everybody's watching them, you know, in the years where you're just stupid.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, like, I'm not hating on. I wouldn't call myself a fan, because he's, even like when he got religion in that weird church that was, I mean, it, like, everything about him is just a little off to me.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to accept that. Look, young kid, a lot of money, a lot of fame, dangerous.
Yep. He seems to have grounded quite a bit in just some of the things that I've seen. But hey, I don't know.
I'm looking for the list, though, that ranks by charity.
I'll find it for you. It's just Make-A-Wish.
All right. Here we go. This was a People magazine, because that's where you go for the... He's granted over 600 Make-A-Wish Foundation wishes.
Who, Bieber?
Cena.
Oh, Cena, yep.
Which is more than any celebrity in history.
And by all accounts, it's not just the show-up handshake, here's a hat. It's I've got today for you kind of guy.
And he started that way back when he was in the WWE. Mm-hmm.
He still is a contractor. I mean, he'll come in for, like...
Yeah, but I meant before he was even really a big celebrity in that world.
He's always been for the kids.
Good for him.
Uh-huh. One of the good guys, for sure.
All right. Anywho. We'll find Bieber in second place. I've yet to confirm that.
I'll find it over the commercial break.
All right, do that. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 72, and tonight clear with a low around 47. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 70, and Wednesday, 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 74. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 46 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:23.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Run with Sloan's on a John Deere Z740R Series Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. That's right, because we're all for keeping it simple. Get 0% for 36 months on the Z740R with a 54-inch deck starting at $223.58 per month. 0% for 36 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong. Power up with
Sloan's. We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconCountyGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconCountyGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Now, see, if you told me any of the guys from Rush did a Make-A-Wish thing, I would have no problem believing it at all.
Are they known to be nice guys?
No, they just seem like normal human beings that didn't even like to be recognized as celebrities.
That'd be cool.
Justin Bieber, it feels like his agent said it.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. By the way, the story you sent me was from 2013.
Yeah, but he set a record back when.
For musical.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just showing you that just so he's on your radar as a guy that's done hundreds, just so that we're in the realm of believability at this point.
Okay.
And now I'll fine-tune to get us up there in the stats. But he's done hundreds. It's not, you know, now you know that.
I think about going back to 2013, though, the Justin Bieber of 2013. I feel like you're making my case for me. Will you allow me to be cynical enough to think that somebody sat around in a room and said, we got to offset some of this bad publicity?
Sure, but also,
knowing how Hollywood works, there's a reason why the morning show is so popular on Apple. And you know why? Because it is what you believe about TV people.
Yeah, but man, that is awfully gloomy. You're right.
You're assuming that Hollywood's a really deep place.
No, I'm just saying that this guy might, it might help his
apps.
It might help him. And also he might care about kids.
He might very well might.
And he's also so rich that he could be like, I don't care about that.
Yeah, he could. But here's why I kind of feel this way. First of all, there's always been a certain amount of phoniness in Hollywood. I mean, in stars period, right? I mean, that's just, Matt Damon did one of the funniest acting jobs of his entire career, playing Matt Damon on Entourage, being the guy you think that celebrities are.
That's a good call on that.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And we've read enough, and we've seen lawsuits, and we've seen testimony. I mean, you know, about the superficial, shallow, very vain place. And maybe it's just human nature, and that's what the business does to you. Could be. When you said John Cena, not only like, goes all in, but he's like, hey, you got the day with me. And I read about his 200th wish was literally they brought a girl backstage before his concert. I mean, that didn't seem like the same thing to me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, he comes out of the dressing room, takes some pictures, puts something up on Instagram, and that feels like the experience. Very big deal for a kid. I'm just not sure. I feel like the two people have the same investment in this kind of thing. And I could be way wrong. Probably. I can't question what somebody else does with their charity or where they support. And you're right to the point that he doesn't have to do it at all. Although me being suspicious to Hollywood agents trying to get good coverage after a lot of bad coverage, I think is justified.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. But the two don't have to be mutually
exclusive. They don't have to be. No, they don't have to be. And clearly, 200, and that was way back in 2013, was a lot. My question is, what's every other musician been doing all these years? I mean, that this guy got there so fast.
A lot of kids wanted that wish, and he said yes.
Right, but you don't think kids have had a wish for pop, you know, music people forever?
And some people didn't say yes.
And John Cena's got like 600 of these things? Good for him. And by the way, Nick's reference was 95.106 Capital FM, the UK's number one hit music station.
It's just getting us into the ballpark.
I know.
Massaging the clay.
I asked for it. I got it. Thank you very much. I appreciate the source. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. A lot to get to before the end of the show today. Got a big action-packed week ahead. Looking forward to it. We'll take a break now, and Shiler will bring you stories and news. Back with more right after this. You're listening to the Monday edition of Byers & Company.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has yet to identify the source of a salmonella outbreak as cases continue to climb in Illinois and across the country. Nearly 600 cases in 36 states have been linked to the outbreak, with Illinois being home to at least 34 cases. The CDC has yet to identify a food source linked to the outbreak, which has sent over 100 people to the hospital. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency is encouraging all families, schools, businesses, and other organizations to register to participate in the world's largest earthquake drill. Shakeout is an international event to improve preparedness and draw attention to the earthquake hazards that exist in Illinois and elsewhere. The event will take place on October 21st at 10:21 a.m. The Illinois Department of Public Health is reminding you that you can get your flu shot at the same time as the COVID-19 vaccine. Everyone 6 months and older is urged to get the flu vaccine this fall. State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says if you still need your COVID vaccination or booster, you can do that as well. Ezike says it's important to get both vaccines to help prevent a double whammy of dual infections. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Colin Powell died, 84 years old, due to complications from COVID-19, according to his family.
He was National Security Advisor for Ronald Reagan. Then, as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he oversaw Operation Desert Storm against Iraq for George H.W. Bush. A decade later, as Secretary of State under President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 attack, Powell was instrumental in making the case for invading Iraq. He later admitted he was wrong, that Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Jury selection starts today in Georgia for the men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man killed while going for a run through the white defendant's neighborhood.
They may be chosen for the murder trial of father and son Greg and Travis McMichael, as well as their neighbor William Roddy Bryan. The men say they chased Arbery thinking he was a burglar.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-Tru entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-Tru doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-Tru doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 72, and tonight clear with a low around 47. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 70, and Wednesday, 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 74. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Jealousy is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just
back here on a Monday in the year of 2021. Where Nick keeps sending me links that first thing I notice is, FYI, this story is over 5 years old.
it's information I retain.
I thought it was an interesting, I've never seen that, the way Vice does that.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, it's a really old story.
Well, it's to kind of let you know that rather than retract or take something down, it'll say, hey, here's when this is from, you know, and things may have changed or whatever. But it was an interesting profile I probably read maybe 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, because clearly this was before his mm-hmm. huge fame.
I think it was right in the sweet spot.
Of the wrestling part.
Yeah. I was never a fan of his, really. I never.
So what was his character? You mean, fill me in because I don't watch
on,
any of
on wrestling, he plays this kind of like this guy that wears jean shorts and a T-shirt, and he talks about hustle and respect and loyalty, and he's kind of like the modern-day Hulk Hogan, like, if you do right and you work hard and you try
hard.
So
he wasn't a bad guy.
No.
Then why did people hate him so much?
Because he's so corny and so, like, he's such a seemingly good guy that people
just hate
him.
The Tim Tebow effect before there was Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Okay. That's exactly what it is. But he comes back and TV ratings go up by almost a million. I mean, he gets a whole point himself when they announce he's on TV.
Okay. I believe it. Yeah. I've not questioned you at all about his stardom or his likability.
Yeah, he wasn't during an era where I watched, you know, so this isn't me reliving my Hulk Hogan experience or anything like that. I have no attachment in that way. I just have learned about him, and now it's hard not to root for him.
Interesting. Let's, since we've had so much sports today, but not really about sports.
Yeah.
I read a really interesting article about Carl Anthony Towns and the juxtaposition of Kyrie Irving and this guy's story couldn't be more diametrically opposed.
That meaning like the deaths that have hit him and his family and stuff like that?
Or his own fight with COVID.
Yeah.
Seven family members killed. And then I wonder what this guy thinks about Kyrie Irving's stance about I'm going to be anti-vaccine, even if I'm not being anti-vaccine, I'm anti-whatever. Saw a Sports Center, or not a ESPN, I should say, employee that quit over this. Hmm. Sideline reporter.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I don't remember which one it was. I hated that whole forced, like, we're only going to let women just do one thing in sports coverage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're going to go down to them for this one quick throwaway thing.
Is terrible.
And it's gotten much better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, daggone it.
One of my favorite NBA announcers is woman Doris Burke. She knows basketball like, man, she can tell you anything.
Absolutely. And like I said, I think it has gotten way better than what it used mm-hmm. to be. But she was one of those.
Yeah.
And she said, look, I'm going to have children and I'm just not going to do it. And she did like 5-minute Instagram thing, whatever. At least she quit. Mm-hmm. Instead of you get these handful of people that are now lawsuits, you know, and now we're going to clog up the courts. And eventually the companies are going to be able to do what the companies want to do.
Right.
And so you might get this temporary restraining order till it gets to this level, to this level, at the end of the day. And if this is the recipe for the future, we're all in trouble because you're going to let a handful of people dictate the health of everybody in your company.
Right.
So Carl Anthony Towns is back after a year, literally. I mean, it's been a year.
Yeah.
Since he himself went through a pretty bad case of it, lost seven family members. That's got to be astronomically high compared to the average American.
For sure.
Or anybody in the world for that matter. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking now you got the NBA and you got these two stories. And one of these stories you go, oh, my God, I feel nothing but empathy and sympathy. And the other one I go, you're just being a gigantic pain in the butt.
Yeah. And to level the playing field, these are two superstars. This is not, a role player. And, I mean, we're talking about two guys that are difference makers on teams, number one picks.
But an outsider mm-hmm. to the NBA, meaning I know these names, but I'm not really. Why is one getting 99% of the coverage and the other's getting 1%?
I don't know. I don't know. Because one is doing, I don't know, he's playing, Carl is, or Kat's playing basketball. I mean, he's doing the things he needs to do to get to do it. And so it's part of the bigger story. And Kyrie Irving's the anomaly. So the anomaly's getting the attention.
Okay. I think that's kind of what's wrong in our country right now.
Yeah, we overlook what's really going on.
We're not even giving it equal weight. We're giving it more than equal weight.
Right.
And this has been around for a long time. You could go to a city council meeting and there could be 25 people there appearing as citizens, and 24 of them are good with everything, and the one loudest person gets all the attention.
Yep.
Like, that's half the story
mm-hmm.
when it's 1/25th of the story.
Exactly right.
That's the media. I mean, we ought to own that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad this guy's back. I had no idea of his own personal struggle and tragedy throughout
all this.
I mean, I might have read, you know, triggered that I might, you know, somewhere along the way.
It was a weird one because a lot of it, it seemed like a new one was popping up. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, he just keeps getting gut punched. It wasn't like, hey, we all went to a party and then this is the fallout from the party.
No, it wasn't like everybody got together in some irresponsible way and a bunch of family members died because of a party. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So I was unfamiliar with the story. I read it. I thought, man, I just felt horrible for this guy.
Yeah.
And then I got this guy's out on the court realizing the severity of all this. And you got this other guy that just seems to be the ultimate, you know, to me, if I'm an owner of a franchise, the other guy is the exact opposite of a team player.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You know, and he's going to get half his money because the team has elected to sit him for their own reasons. So they're going to pay him for his road games.
But what happens in this case is going to be kind of determinative, don't you think, of the way the league goes? I mean, this is as big a name as you have doing this.
Yeah. This is where a precedent will be set. And the team is just saying, hey, you're a distraction. Stay away. We'll pay for your road games because we could play you. But we're not going to, so that's no fault of your own. We're not paying, but you can't be here for this. I wouldn't be surprised if they part ways at some point, figure out a settlement and just part ways, and then he'll maybe play overseas or maybe some other team will like him, but I doubt it.
Yeah, and I think this is what's going to happen with a lot of people. And I know that there is this thought that there's strength in numbers, and if enough of us use the leverage.
And he'll certainly get snapped back up if the pandemic goes away, say, by next season to where we're, you know, it's a non-factor. He'll have a job.
But the odd thing about that entire argument is it won't be because of people like him.
That's why I put an if in front of it.
Having really fast internet matters. But when there are 4, 5, even 6 things connected to my Wi-Fi at the same time, it's the Wi-Fi speed that I pay attention to. Enter Xfinity. They offer Wi-Fi speeds over a gig, the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. That's a big deal because maybe you're a gamer or a streamer or video chatter, or maybe you're like me and have a big home studio that sucks up some serious bandwidth. Whatever your case may be, you need Wi-Fi that can keep up with your lifestyle and all of the devices that come with it. You need Xfinity because Xfinity knows fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Now, through October 31st, ask how to get a special offer of $300 back when you get gig speed internet. Or get started with up to 50 Mbps download speed for $20 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement. Click, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Offer requires paperless billing and autopay. Ends 10/31/21. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change after term. Regular rate supply. We'll be back with more right after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
The Refresh with NowDecatur.com. It's your daily snapshot, your daily conversation starter. Content you can't get anywhere else. It's the best of Now Decatur straight to your inbox every day. Get curated content, top headlines, daily weather and podcasts. Plus, get real estate listings, restaurant and show recommendations, family-friendly events, and more. Join the thousands of people in Macon County getting the Refresh in their inbox. Go to NowDecatur.com and click opt-in to sign up for the Refresh now.
Millikan University believes in the promise of Macon County students. That's why we've made our own Macon promise to you by giving a reduced tuition rate for all new Macon County students. This reduced rate is guaranteed for up to 4 years, relieving the stress of uncertainty about college costs. Students are also eligible for additional scholarships and financial aid. We're here for Macon County. We promise. Learn more about the reduced annual tuition rate for new Macon County students at millikan.edu/Macon Promise.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Whoa, whoa,
back here on a Monday. Good morning and welcome. So, rewatching The Sopranos, right? Year one for the first time since I watched year one. Real time. I might have watched episodes, like, wasn't it like on A&E for a while? Like, they would shop, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
When you still did some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I never have gone back to the original, like, in order, season one.
Yep.
Wrapped up season one last night. And it's almost like watching it all over again because I don't remember all of it. You know, like, oh, I forgot about that. Or
I'm real. That's one of my superpowers. I can watch something brand new again. I don't know how or why. It's one of my best skills.
I'm wondering if some of these shows or movies would get made today.
Because of the social sort of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some that I watch that I'm like, oh, man, that wouldn't fly. And I bet there's quite a bit of that in The Sopranos.
I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was probably a completely accurate portrayal of these types of guys.
I can maybe give 1% of a pushback because I'm one episode away from finishing season two of Godfather of Harlem, which is a new show. It's 3-4 years old, right? 5 years old.
Yes.
And they are pretty cavalier with language and stereotypes and abuse of, I mean, a lot of that stuff. So I would say, yeah, probably they'd make it.
Okay.
Wouldn't you agree, though? I mean,
I would agree with you that show has that same flavor. Mm-hmm. Yes. And maybe it's when you make shows about the mafia and no one cares. I don't know. It does seem like these are murderous people.
Mm-hmm. Racist. Misogynist. I mean, all of that.
Let's keep the murder in focus,
right.
Meaning that's on the food chain of bad behavior. That's probably at the top.
But we don't rank it that way.
No, but you should.
Yeah, we should. Murder gets shows made.
I know. So, I mean, that's just sort of the way it is in our country.
It's weird.
Yeah, you know, we got no problem with that. We got a huge issue with nudity. I mean, by and large.
Right.
And you go to Europe, it's like the exact opposite.
I saw some gratuitous male nudity in an Amazon show yesterday. I Know What You Did Last Summer, just for no reason. Just because they could.
Well, I think women probably are rejoicing in that, just going, yeah. It's about time.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't bother me in any direction, but it was like, well, that didn't need to be there. It didn't do anything to the plot.
And someone, but, that's because you're a guy.
If it were a girl, it would have been the same thing.
I know, but your reaction wouldn't have been quite the same.
Well, because we're more used to it, probably.
I guess. Because it was just normalized.
Yeah.
I think you see less of that today than you did back in the day for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
But even in The Sopranos, I mean, it is like these are really, it's quite a compliment to David Chase that he made you give a damn about any of these people.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not redeemable in any way.
That's exactly the magic of that kind of show, is that you are attached to people and rooting for people, and they are not good people.
No,
on any level.
Not even close.
Mm-mm.
And I'd forgotten how evil Livia Soprano was.
Oh, she's the best. That's why season one might be my favorite.
And it's also a reminder of how good that actress is. Oh. And her name's not the one who played her, but the one who played her in the mini
right.
Saints of Newark.
Yeah, Mila Vermiglia.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, she really nailed that tone.
Yeah.
The younger version of that.
Yeah, because I had a problem. I was like, she looks familiar to me. But then when I heard the sass and the attitude, I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's Tony's mom.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So rewatching it, it's been a very interesting take on, A, it's dated. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And not dated like Goodfellas would be dated, meaning took place in another time.
Mm-hmm.
Or not dated the way even Casino would have been because it took place.
Yeah, this is just out of reach. It is aged, finally.
Yes.
It wasn't made in the 50s and stayed in the
50s. And every time they pick up, you know, the cordless phone with the 2-foot-long antenna.
The fashion.
I forgot he drove like a Chevy in the first season.
Big Suburban, yeah.
Yeah. I just remember the Cadillac. And it was really interesting and cutting edge for the time. But now we've had Breaking Bad. You know, we've had people took it to another level. So. Yeah. Some of it that was really creative and inventive and like nothing we'd ever seen before, use of music, whatever it might be. Some of it's still really, really good. And the characters are good, and James Gandolfini is beyond brilliant.
Yeah, the weaving of the characters is its best characteristic, I think.
I forgot how good Junior was.
Oh.
That actor that I've never seen before or anything else since.
I've been looking for him since. He does pretty well in some character bits.
Yeah.
I like him.
So anyway, it's good stuff. Succession started last night. I did not watch the episode. I just was too tired.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about that. TV is back.
It is.
We have choices. Tell me why Michael Myers did so much better than James Bond at the box office.
Halloween. And I mean
the time of year, you mean?
Yeah.
Just me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
it wasn't a very good movie.
But the Bond movie has done so well worldwide. Mm-hmm. And they celebrate Halloween more places than just here. Yeah. Why is it not translating in America?
I don't know. I've seen
both. I mean, it's done $450 million worldwide.
Which is unbelievable.
It has to do like $750 million to make money because of all the setbacks. And all
the extra marketing expenses.
Yes, yeah.
I would say that, of those two films, James Bond is No Time to Die is the superior film. In fact, Halloween, this was the weakest one that I've seen, and I overrate them. I didn't really enjoy this one very much.
What was wrong with it? Not enough. I mean, because it seems to me kind of something hard to screw up.
It was just a bunch of killing
as opposed to the original.
No, it was the scare. It was the thought that the shape was kind of just out of reach. The boogeyman. This was just a serial killer. And that was the change for me. I like the idea that there's a monster, not a guy that's just out killing everyone.
Okay, now is it? I have to ask you out of ignorance. Is it the same character in every movie or a different character?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Michael.
How does he die and keep coming back?
Lots of different ways. Lots of different timelines and different universes.
Well, the timeline where she's old. Is he the same age?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is Michael.
Yeah, that's Michael Myers.
So they just reboot it and act like it's...
Sometimes they reboot it. Sometimes it's continuity. This one tried to go back and sort of recreate some of the elements of the first one to tie it together and show the origin to where it is today. It just wasn't very strong. Okay. I watched it for free, or not for free, as part of my subscription with Peacock.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, but see, the thing is...
Actually, it was for free.
It was tops at the box office, despite being available through Peacock.
I heard kids tell me they were going.
Yeah, I mean, because you get Peacock for like $4.99.
Mm-hmm. Or free with Xfinity.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of surprising.
It's more of like, hey, let's go do this thing that's... It's like going to a haunted house. It's not going to pick the better movie. It's let's go to the haunted house.
Can I come into that movie not knowing what's happened in the last like 1,600 sequels they've done?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But if I had to pick one for Halloween, which one would you recommend?
I like the original.
The 1980?
Yeah, John Carpenter one.
Yeah.
Which there's, you know that show you like on Netflix, The Movies That Made Us or whatever?
Yeah.
There's one of Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Just came out?
Mm-hmm.
The Movies That Made Us?
Yeah, it was very interesting. You learn a lot about it and you go, oh, I didn't see that or, I have a new appreciation for
it. I've seen the original, Carpenter. Like, a lot of times.
Yeah, I like it the best. I don't like Rob Zombie's reboot. I like Halloween H2O. There's a couple in there that are pretty solid. But this one just didn't do it for me.
Okay.
And maybe it's because I didn't see it in the theater.
Could be. I'm going to have to figure out some Halloween movies to watch. Halloween the holiday, not Halloween the movie franchise.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
I don't want really scared.
Do you want psychological new way of
being scared? I'm more like Lost Boys. Can you give me something that's kind of funny and scary?
There's several of those.
I have no interest in the Squid Game thing. It's all people want to ask about. I feel like it's the lowest common denominator we can get to as human beings. Like we just keep trying to race down a little further.
Yeah, it's a character exploration. It's solid, but you probably wouldn't like it. It's depressing in that way. It shows you the bad parts of society.
I've already seen enough of that with my own two eyes.
That's right.
I don't really need fiction about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, I come to understand and truly believe, and this starts with me reading The Lord of the Flies 100 years ago.
That's what this is.
Well, it's what they all are. It's every zombie show. It's everything. Mm-hmm. And I always, until the pandemic, believed that was over-exaggerated because I'd lived through 9/11. I didn't live through Pearl Harbor, but I lived through 9/11, and I saw people come together, and I saw firefighters march into buildings, and I saw... And I believed that last March for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I went, you know what? We are Lord of the Flies.
And the Squid Game does something where it'll take, like, here's a good person. Here's a hardened criminal. Here's an average Joe. Here's an intellectual. So you get like, all right, let's see how those traits pan out in the Only the Strong Survive. And you're right. You generally get to Lord of the Flies pretty quick, regardless of all that other stuff.
Yeah, it's depressing. Don't need any fictionalized accounts of it. I've seen enough of the real behavior.
Yeah.
Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 72, and tonight clear with a low around 47. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 70, and Wednesday, 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny, and a high near 74. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:55.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Do you know where to find beautiful apparel and spectacular gifts? Shop on Main, of course. This boutique has ghoulishly delightful sweaters, pants, jackets, and accessories that are perfect for most ages, budgets, and styles. Join Shop on Main Wednesday, October 27th for Witches Night Out from 3 to 7 p.m. Treats and specials will take place, so don't be frightened away. Come to play. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur, or online at shop-on-main.com. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, the show flew by today. Just feels like we just sat down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, actually.
I have a lot to get to this week. I'm going to give you a heads up so that we can have some in-depth discussion tomorrow. I want to talk about the metaverse and what's coming. Is our next round of life, entertainment, consumption unrecognizable to us right now?
Not unrecognizable, but vastly different.
Okay, I don't want to get into it today. I just want to give you a heads up so you don't go, I don't know, you caught me off guard. I don't know what you're talking about. I believe in a little spontaneity.
Okay.
You know, I like to...
come loaded with arguments and defend yourself, sir.
No. I like spontaneous conversation too. That doesn't sound rehearsed.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think the more you have, like, a lot of morning shows or shows will meet and go over everything they're going to say, and I think you can hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Yeah.
But I was reading about the metaverse over the weekend. I'll send you the same article.
Okay.
Because I do really believe that there is... so much of the world, when you put it in perspective, that the last time the Cardinals won a World Series was a decade ago, and the time before that, there was no iPhone.
Right.
Because it comes, and in our industry too, right? We were talking last night about all the things that have come and gone, all the entertainment forms. Remember TiVo?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Blackberries, Palm Pilots? And then how we went from like VHS to be able to record your own entertainment. The entertainment just said, whoa, that's dangerous. So the next wave, you couldn't do that. And that took place over decades. And it seems like now life is changing like in 90 days, right? 6 months. So I want to spend some time on that tomorrow for our own sake.
Okay.
Where are we going next? Yes, radio's been around a long time. And we've outlived a lot of things that were supposed to kill us. But we can't just be stationary. So we'll get into that tomorrow. If you missed any of the show today, podcast presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group, available everywhere you get your podcast, including Amazon and Audible. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Enjoy the sunshine. We'll see you then.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Congratulations to the winners of the inaugural Decatur's Got Talent. Third place winner, saxophonist Chris Gregg, took home $500. Second place winner, singer Jayla Lee, took home $1,500. And the first place winner, dancer Kiera Rydell, took home the grand prize of $5,000. The top 20 performers competed Saturday
at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater in front of a panel of judges. Decatur's Got Talent was proudly presented by GT Church and their community partners. Hickory Point Bank, Brinkotter, Richland, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, State Farm agents Melanie and Al Schelling, Milliken University, Dynagraphics, Now Decatur, and Newhoff Media. Check out the photo gallery at nowdecatur.com. State officials are stressing the importance of breast.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.